AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is touting a vaccination milestone, even as his administration says it's now able to help neighbors. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president's goal was 100 million shots administered in his first 100 days. He says that'll be met tomorrow on day 58.
We're way ahead of schedule, but we got a long way to go.
He's calling it a time for optimism, but not relaxation, noting virus cases rising in some states. Still, as America's vaccination program ramps up, the White House says it's finalizing a deal to loan 4 million AstraZeneca shots to Canada and Mexico. The vaccine's not authorized for use in the U.S., and the Biden administration has faced calls to share it with nations whose citizens can take it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
According to Johns Hopkins, the U.S. reported more than 58,000 new coronavirus cases and more than 1,000 deaths in the last 24 hours, second to Brazil. President Biden and Vice President Harris will be in Atlanta tomorrow. The president also ordered flags to fly at half-staff in memory of the 8 people shot and killed at massage parlors in the Atlanta area. Most of the victims were Asian. Police aren't saying yet if it was a hate crime. Charles Hampton Jr. is deputy police chief in Atlanta.
Respect. The families that are still mourning, and some who may not even know yet. And so that's a real key part of, for our victims, that our victims, next of kin, have not been officially notified.
Attorneys in Minnesota are closer to seating a jury at the trial of a former police officer charged in George Floyd's death. Two jurors were chosen today after clashing over how much the jury should hear of Floyd's own actions. The Biden administration says students who were defrauded by their colleges and received only partial relief from their federal loans could now see them fully canceled. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 153 points. This is AP News. Federal health officials were on Capitol Hill to answer questions on the response to the coronavirus pandemic and what is the plan going forward. The nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, was asked by Kentucky Senator Rand Paul about vaccinations and the continued push to wear masks.
And if we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You had the vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts.
Fauci talked more about the need to keep wearing a mask.
The other thing is that when you talk about reinfection and you don't keep in the concept of variants, that's an entirely different ball game. That's a good reason for a mask.
Paul says there is a policy based on conjecture.
You want to get rid of vaccine hesitancy? Tell them they can quit wearing their mask after they get the vaccine.
The Kentucky Republican has been a frequent critic of Dr. Fauci. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.